Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has reportedly told members of his coalition government that he will pause a controversial judicial overhaul. He'd been expected to make an announcement earlier, but it's been delayed. Netanyahu's dismissal of Defense Minister Yoav Gallant on Sunday sparked mass protests, which have continued into Monday. Gallant had spoken out against the proposed changes. In Germany, a public transport strike is underway. It's the biggest walkout in 30 years. Air, rail and bus services have ground to a halt, causing massive disruptions. It's part of a long-running wage dispute. Unions are deadlocked in negotiations with public transport employers. Myanmar's military leader has pledged to deal decisively with what he calls terrorists, people who resist military rule. Speaking on Armed Forces Day in the capital, Naypyidaw, Minang Lao said countries critical of his regime's human rights record are supporters of terror. Tens of thousands of people have been killed in Myanmar and more than a million displaced since the military seized power from the elected government in February 2021. At least six people have been killed in a suicide bombing in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. The explosion happened near the foreign ministry. Local media are reporting 12 people were injured, one of them a child. There have been protests in the Iraqi parliament after a controversial new election law was passed. Independent MPs say new proportional representation rules for elections in provincial councils favor bigger parties. The Speaker of Parliament called in security as independents protested against the new legislation. There's increased security in Kenya after opposition leader Raila Odinga called for protests over the rising cost of living. Security forces in the capital, Nairobi, fired tear gas at people trying to gather. Shops have been shut and train services suspended. Police earlier banned people from demonstrating against high prices and fuel shortages. Lebanon's cabinet has reversed the decision of caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati to change official daytime hours. Mikati announced the decision a day after he delayed daylight savings by a month. Clocks will now move forward an hour on Wednesday rather than at the end of the holy month of Ramadan.
This week on The Take, why the LGBTQ plus community in the U.S. says it's fighting for its rights and survival. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.